This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Government allocates a budget of 2,124,340,000,000 rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. 1,270,580,000,000 rupees allocated as current expenditure and 431,100,000,000 rupees allocated as capital expenditure. Economic growth rate of 7% targeted. Government increases civil servant salaries by 21%, sets individual income tax threshold at 1 million rupees. And Trump reviews Iran ceasefire proposal, no final decision announced. Now the news in detail. The government has allocated a budget of 2,124,340,000,000 rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. Presenting the budget for the upcoming fiscal year during a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Swarni Wagle said that out of the total allocation, 1,270,580,000,000 rupees or 59.8% of the budget has been allocated as current expenditure. Whereas 431,100,000,000 rupees or 20.3% has been allocated as capital expenditure. Furthermore, 422,640,000,000 rupees or 19.9% of the total allocation is for financial management. The expenditure estimate is about 25% higher than the revised estimate for the current fiscal year. Of the total allocated budget, the government estimates to collect 1,405 billion rupees from revenue and 61,740 million rupees from foreign grants. Out of the deficit of 657.29 billion rupees, 247.28 billion rupees will be mobilized from foreign loans and the remaining 410 billion rupees through internal loans. As per the provisions related to fiscal transfer under the Federal Form of Governance, 61.5 billion rupees will be disbursed to the provincial government and 90.2 billion rupees to the local levels in the coming fiscal year as an equalization grant as recommended by the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission. In addition, supplementary grants of 4.6 billion rupees and 8.93 billion rupees will be provided for the implementation of infrastructure projects at the provincial and local levels respectively. Special grants of 3.82 billion rupees and 9.40 billion rupees have been allocated for the provincial and local levels respectively. Meanwhile, for the implementation of federal government projects, conditional grants of 49.72 billion rupees and 206.8 billion rupees will be distributed to the provincial and local levels respectively. A total of 175 billion rupees is expected to be transferred to the provinces and local levels through revenue sharing. In the meantime, the government believes that implementation of the upcoming fiscal year's budget will help achieve an economic growth rate of 7% while keeping inflation limited to 6%. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said the vicious cycle of political instability in the country has ended and Nepal now stands at a decisive turning point toward broad economic reform. The finance minister said Nepal's macroeconomic indicators are improving with strong foreign exchange reserves and sufficient financial liquidity. He highlighted the country's potential in clean energy and technology, saying the budget aims to support a production-oriented economy and technology-driven transformation for Nepalis at home and abroad. Meanwhile, the government has increased the monthly remuneration of civil servants. Presenting the estimates of income and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year at the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said that the salary has been increased by up to 21%, including a 10% rise in basic salary scale and another 10% based on performance evaluation. He said arrangements for a monthly incentive allowance of 10% of the new salary scale will be enforced to start the performance-based salary system. Minister Wagle said that the salary of civil servants had not been increased for the last 4 years, and the current rise in the base is based on the consumer price index, which has been 17.3% during this period. Meanwhile, the government has set the individual income tax threshold at 1 million rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said the tax system has been revised to strengthen the economy and expand the middle class. Customs duties on 273 raw materials have been reduced, and the customs structure has been simplified from 11 levels to 7. The government also announced administrative reforms, including abolishing 31 agencies and restructuring several others. The budget aims to attract foreign investment through legal and investment reforms, while non-resident Nepalese will be allowed to participate in the secondary securities market. Additionally, Nepal Telecom will retain 66% government ownership, with the remaining shares to be issued to the public. Meanwhile, the government has announced major reforms in energy, agriculture, technology and social sectors through the new budget. The Nepal Electricity Authority will be split into three companies, while small hydropower projects will receive immediate PPAs and private producers will be allowed to export electricity. Farmers investing up to 20 million rupees will receive up to 40% subsidies, and the government will prioritize AI, clean energy, digital infrastructure and skill-based education. The budget also includes upgrading major hospitals, doubling the Dalit child nutrition allowance to 1,000 rupees and maintaining urban roads regularly. The 19th Republic Day has been celebrated across the country by organizing various programs yesterday. Nepal was declared a Federal Democratic Republic on the 15th of Jyaishtha in 2065 Bikram Sambat, following the first meeting of the Constituent Assembly formally abolishing the monarchy and paving the way for a shift from a unitary system to a federal system of governance. Addressing a special function organized at Tudikhel yesterday, President Ramchandra Podel said the republican system has offered an opportunity to move ahead by being united for a prosperous future and to ensure our entire political rights. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The 8th National Women's Rights Day is being observed across the country today. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Podel has said that promoting women's capabilities, creativity and leadership is essential for achieving national prosperity and sustainable development. Extending best wishes to Nepali women at home and abroad, the President stressed the need to end all forms of discrimination, violence and inequality against women. He said it is a collective responsibility to build a dignified and safe society through stronger cooperation between the state and civil society, ensuring meaningful participation of women in all sectors, including decision-making. President Podel also expressed gratitude to individuals and institutions working to advance women's rights. National Women's Rights Day is observed every year on Jyaishtha 16 to mark key resolutions on women's rights passed by the reinstated House of Representatives in 2063 BS. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump met with senior advisors in the White House Situation Room on Friday to consider a proposed framework aimed at extending the current ceasefire with Iran. According to the BBC, however, no decision or clear next step was announced following the meeting. The U.S. officials have shared that a draft memorandum of understanding was reached on Thursday that could extend the ceasefire for 60 days and open negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. The proposal is awaiting approval from both President Trump and Iran's leadership. President Trump said any agreement must ensure that Iran never acquires a nuclear weapon, that the Strait of Hormuz is reopened to unrestricted shipping, and that any naval mines in the waterway are removed. Iran, however, has indicated that no agreement has been finalized. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baqai said Tehran remains focused on ending the conflict and is not currently negotiating on its nuclear program. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally to fully cloudy today. There is possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces. Similarly, a few places in the Tarai regions of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces may experience moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning today. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at a few places in the Tarai and hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government allocates a budget of 2,124,340,000,000 rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. 1,270,580,000,000 rupees allocated as current expenditure and 431,100,000,000 rupees allocated as capital expenditure. Economic growth rate of 7% targeted. Government increases civil servants' salaries by 21%, sets individual income tax threshold at 1,000,000 rupees. And Trump reviews Iran's ceasefire proposal, no final decision announced. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.